Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. ACT Party leader David Seymour says he's relying on officials within the Ministry of Justice to help him rewrite the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. A draft bill setting out ACT's vision of the principles of the treaty is yet to be delivered to its coalition government partners, National and New Zealand First. According to ACT's new website promoting the bill, what the treaty says is the government has the right to govern for all New Zealanders, that the government will honour all New Zealanders in their chieftainship of their land and all of their property, and all New Zealanders are equal under the law with the same rights and duties. Mr Seymour says the work is now underway.
As the Minister of Justice, the advisor agency is the Ministry of Justice, so it'll be people from there in consultation with a range of other people that they ask as part of the normal policy-forming process.
The Human Rights Commission has told a United Nations panel in Geneva Māori rights remain vulnerable to the political climate of the day and more work is needed to strengthen constitutional protection of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Acting Chief Commissioner Sonoa Mali'i Dr. Karanina Sumeo appeared overnight at a pre-session ahead of the five-yearly Universal Periodic Review of Aotearoa, which will take place in Geneva on April 29th. She says there have been positive developments coming out of the recommendations of the last review in 2019, including introducing a national strategy to eliminate family and sexual violence and decriminalising and making abortion much more accessible. But Dr. Sumeo says the Commission is concerned the new government has agreed to remove, review or repeal numerous policies and laws that provide for Māori. A community development group in the Eastern Bay of Plenty is helping whānau organise their own family-led, affordable and eco-friendly funerals and tangihanga. Ngā Pō Herenga, the Funeral Guides Collective, is an offshoot of virtual Eastern Bay of Plenty villages. Organiser Ruth Gruzin, a Pākehā from Ohope who has worked closely with iwi Māori for decades on social justice, treaty education and other equity issues, says more Māori are looking for culturally appropriate alternatives to toxic embalming and high funeral home cost. Keeping their loved ones with them 24/7 until burial is also a huge factor in why they're turning to the collective.
They're not taken away by strangers pumped full of chemicals, you know. Stay with the family from death to burial. And for grieving and for that last act that we can do for our loved one, it's a beautiful process.
Ruth Gruzon says the funeralguides.org website has lots of helpful and free information. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!